Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We know the deal is basically done between the Green Bay Packers and the New York Jets. So let's head out to two guys that I know love the Green Bay Packers, and that is Bart Winkler, who works here for us on CBS Sports Radio, and then Ryan Horvat, that you could hear on BetMGM tonight, who both join us now. Bart, let me first start off with you, because I know Ayahuasca Aaron and you don't really see eye to eye anymore. When you officially got the alert yesterday with the details of the deal, we all knew this was going to happen. It was just what was actually going to be going back to Green Bay and what was going to go with Aaron Rodgers to New York. How'd you kind of process it?
I was very pleased to see the trade compensation for the Packers, and I'm glad to be doing this with you and with Horvat, because where we were at, we were doing a draft show together 3 years ago when they drafted Jordan Love, and we both despised the pick, like didn't understand it. And we still are at that place. But since then, we've kind of branched. Like, I'm like, all right, let's just move on as quickly as possible. Horvat wants Rodgers' last breath to be under center for the Green Bay Packers as a 85-year-old person. He never wants that to happen. So I see the trade. I was taking a patented Bart midday nap, and I wake up and I'm not quite understanding the compensation yet, because I thought that the Packers got a second round pick next year. The qualifier was based on how they did next year. Like, oh, if Rodgers plays next year, to find out it's the 65% is for this upcoming season. And there's no contingency on if he comes back or if we have to go through another offseason of all this. I was ecstatic. I think this was a weird situation where the Jets played it wrong at every possible turn. They could have had to give up a lot less for this. And what the Packers did was really make them feel the pressure and give up way more than maybe they should have. So I love the compensation. I love the deal. I know Jets fans are excited because they say, hey, well, Aaron Rodgers is part of that compensation, and we've had terrible quarterbacks forever. But for the Packers, it's time to move on. They got a bunch of picks, move up a couple spots. I'm very happy with the deal.
Yeah, and Ryan, from your end of it, I know that you love Aaron Rodgers, and Bart is not really a fan of Aaron Rodgers anymore. But I was kind of surprised that the conditions, like Bart was saying, on that second-round pick in 2024 were as easy as they were to basically make it a first-round pick if he just gets through the season okay.
Yeah, I actually... Not really a big argument for me right there. I actually really like what they got in return, and I also like it because it's a clean break, right? Because, I mean, I love Rodgers on the field, but every offseason, I do agree with Bart, gets a little bit weirder, so who knows what the hell he's going to be up to in 12 months from now. So now, you know, you just cut all ties with Aaron Rodgers. You wish him well, and now you could begin this rebuild, because this is what Packer fans are failing to understand, though, Zach. This is going to be a rebuild. I think even if it's a rebuild on the fly, it's probably a 2 to 3 year process, because even if Jordan Love has a similar year to Rodgers did that first year in Green Bay, where he threw 28 touchdown passes, 12 picks, and over 4,000 yards, they still won 6 games because the defense wasn't any good. And this is a defense in Green Bay where you have 4 first-round picks up front. You have Jair Alexander. You have Stokes. You have all these first-round picks. And yet again last year, they were almost dead last against the run. They can't stop a simple crossing route. So even if Jordan Love ends up being the real deal, I still think this is a 7-8-win team. And that's why I just didn't really understand the rush to push Aaron Rodgers out the door. And I also hated the Jordan Love pick because you had a guy like T. Higgins available in that draft. And again, if you're going to rebuild, why not rebuild next year? Stink this year with a guy like Davis Mills, have the number one overall pick, and go after a Caleb Williams. Now you've had no time to evaluate Jordan Love. He's on the last year of his rookie deal. He's 24 years old, and you have no idea if the guy can play. So that's my problem with the Jordan Love pick and moving over to Jordan
Love.
Well,
I would like to then interject to you, good sir, because my argument would be, well, if Rodgers was a starting quarterback in Green Bay in 2023, Rodgers is not good anymore. He's not good anymore.
Well, I think Rodgers is still a very good quarterback. I do think the Packers would have made the playoffs, but this idea that Rodgers is winning another Super Bowl in Green Bay, that I would disagree with. So I did actually think the timing of this to move on was actually the right time because they did draft Jordan Love, and you're not winning a Super Bowl with Rodgers anyway, so you may as well, even though that's tough for Packers fans, some of them, it is the perfect time to move on from Rodgers.
See, here's my problem with that, though, guys, is you look at the NFC, who thought the Eagles were going to make that run? And then who actually scares you in the NFC? Okay, Dallas, we'll see what they do in the draft.
They don't scare me. The 49ers, and I don't know their quarterback, and the Eagles. Those are the two best teams in the NFC. So, Horvat, I get your point that they would have a shot, but the last few years, we've seen the Packers have the number one overall seed. And I know people make excuses left and right for Rodgers in Green Bay, but up against Tampa Bay, yeah, you crush LaFleur at the end. I get it. It was a stupid decision taking that field goal. Down five twice, three and out. Down eight, driving at the end of the game, stalled to the red zone. And up against the 49ers, that offense was a no-show. So why should I expect that Rodgers all of a sudden is going to get it together in the postseason, even though the NFC stinks?
Okay, not to make excuses, but you go to that game against Tampa Bay a few weeks prior, they lose David Bakhtiari, who at the time is the best tackle in all of football. They're going against that Tampa defense that, let's not forget, 2 weeks later holds Patrick Mahomes and that Chiefs offense in the Super Bowl to 9 points. He's running for his life. Rodgers played really well in that game, actually, minus those final two drives. Didn't have the best first half, but threw for over 300 yards, three touchdown passes, only threw one pick in that game. Let's not forget Brady, the greatest of all time, threw three interceptions.
And Rodgers didn't capitalize. That's the problem.
That was a really good
focused on Devontae the whole time.
Well, let me ask
you this. Guys, we're having all these hypotheticals, and we're talking all about the NFC, and in every single hypothetical, Jordan Love has a ceiling of 7 or 8 wins. Every time. Why? What if he's good? What if it's like when Mahomes took over for Alex Smith and right away you knew he was good? How do we not think that Jordan Love is at least capable of that? And I will reiterate the point that exclusively you only get from me, and I'm the only one that says it, and I am the most accurate about it, is that Jordan Love is good. I know he's good because Rodgers knows he's good.
Fair point.
That's why Rodgers would not sit down, because he didn't want the world to see Love, because then he knew he'd be pushed out and he knew he couldn't do his McAfee, and you know, so I really believe, and I got a $10 ticket on it, that Jordan Love is taking this team to not a Super Bowl, but the playoffs.
Hey, you want to tell me the playoffs? It's not crazy, as Bart Winkler and Ryan Horvat is with us. I'm not expecting the playoffs, but Horvat said it, right? You think 7 wins this year for Green Bay? Is that what you said?
I think the market kind of tells you everything you need to know about Green Bay. They have the worst odds. You're getting 4-1, better than a 4-1 price on the Packers to win the NFC North. Like I said, man, this isn't a knock on Jordan Love. I actually don't really have a whole lot of concerns about the offensive side of the ball. I like Christian Watson. I think Jordan Love will be great for Romeo Dobbs because I think Aaron Rodgers just torched his confidence by throwing him under the bus. I think they still need a tight end. The offensive line should be better. You have Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. My concern, again, is the defensive side of the ball, man. Like, they overspent on a guy like Devondre Campbell. Now we see why he bounces from practice squad to practice squad every year. Rasul Douglas. We'll see what Eric Stokes is. You know, year 3 out of Georgia. I like Jair. I don't know who the heck the safeties are. Savage is no good. Adrian Amos is getting old. So that's my concern, man. I just don't think the defense is very good after using all those first-round picks. So I wouldn't be shocked if they finish with 5-6 wins.
Wow.
Hopefully, you know, they do finish with 10 wins.
I thought that I said yesterday, the low point for me is probably 7 wins. The high point is 9 wins. Horvat is way underneath that. Bart Winkler, let me ask you, Mr. Packers are going to the playoffs. Let's get the prediction on the record right now. How many wins for the Packers this year?
And I'll preface this by saying Horvat and I would do shows together where we'd win, lost the segment.
Yes.
And we'd say like, you know, 9 wins probably. By the end of the segment, they were 13-3 every year in Horvat's mind. So to hear you say 5 or 6 wins, I am stunned. The floor is 7. The ceiling is 11.
11's a big number for a rookie quarterback.
Fourth year quarterback, Kelby.
but it's basically a rookie quarterback. The guy, I know he got some praise from Darius Slay. He's barely played in the NFL.
Also, Darius Slay is one of the nicest guys. He gives praise, Zach, to everybody. But you see what I'm dealing with, man? And this is the insanity that you deal with when you go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, and this is all you've known for more than two decades. Everybody just expects. I feel like this is just added pressure on Jordan Love. I actually feel bad for Jordan Love. I feel bad that he had to sit behind Rodgers for those years, because let's face it, man, now, like, if you're good in this league, you're playing by year two. And if Jordan Love was good, other teams would know he's good, right? Not just Aaron Rodgers. And phone calls.
The Packers is going to trade him?
You don't think Indianapolis would have offered a better
pick? They traded up for a first-round pick. They're not going to go trade him. The problem that I have, Zach, is that there's some Packer fans that think that Aaron Rodgers is Steve Rodgers, Captain America, an unflawed human man, instead of a totally flawed, broken individual who has no identity outside of football and the last person he talked to. He is a personality chameleon, and he's a false god for sickle fans like Ryan Horvath.
And Zach, not to take over your show, but I would argue that he's better than Steve Rodgers, because I've never seen Steve Rodgers come back at halftime, play with a broken leg, beat the Chicago Bears. I never saw him come back early from a broken collarbone to beat the Chicago Bears.
Steve Rodgers took down the Chaturi when they invaded New York.
Bart Winkler and Ryan Horvath here with us. This is absolute gold. I'll get to the Bucks in just a second, but real quickly, this is the way that I kind of dissect this. Horvath still believes Rodgers can win a Super Bowl in Green Bay. I think you're wrong on that. And Bart thinks Aaron Rodgers is basically like a bum now, and I think he's wrong with that. So it's like, I see why you guys disagree so much, because you can't be on more opposite sides of the fence here, which is ironic to me, because the way I found out about you guys is Horvath was taking a run at me when he was taking a shot at CBS Sports Radio. And the next thing you know, I kind of slid into the DMs of Horvath just trying to be a nice guy that I am. And then all of a sudden, Horvath's like, oh, I was just playing around. I actually love you. You're my favorite host in the country. Blah, 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 blah. So it's funny that now the two of you are going after one another when this relationship between the three of us all started with Horvath maybe biting off a little bit more than he could chew. Horvath, you're like kind of like Dylan Brooks in this scenario when it comes to me.
No. Not at all, Zach. See, I never took a shot at you. My point was I was doing local radio, and I wanted to do a show from 6 to 10.
You wanted to get me fired.
We have you talking about the Yankees when I should have been talking about.
Whoa, there is not a national radio host that gives Milwaukee more love than me. When the Bucks won a championship, I said to Mitch Rosen, are you guys going to take me off the air to go full local programming? He's like, why the heck would we do that? You're basically a local show for us. So,
and you're free.
Talking about the Yankees, give me a break, Horvath. You're more embarrassing than Bart right now with his Rodgers take. That's a joke. All right.
Zach,
go
really
ahead.
Quick.
Embarrass yourself some more. Let's go.
I have so much faith in Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Now, not at 12-1. If you bet the Jets right now at plus 1,200, you're a moron, because you could have had 5-1 odds when we knew that this was going to happen, right? I've sent Bart my tickets. I'm very invested in the Jets. I bet them at 22-1. I bet them to win the AFC. I think at worst, they're a 10-11 win team, even in a loaded AFC.
Okay, but they're not winning a Super Bowl with Rodgers. When you're in a conference with Mahomes, with Joe Burrow, I know Josh Allen, the Bills weren't great last year, but they're still a better team, and they have the better quarterback right now in the year of 2023. The Jets, Rodgers will be in the playoffs this year, I think, but they're not winning a Super Bowl with ayahuasca, Aaron.
Here's all I'm saying. He's had a top 10 defense one time in his career. That season, he won a Super Bowl. I really like Sauce Gardner. I love the offensive side of the ball. I love
Garrett good team.
Wilson. If Breece Hall comes back and looks like Breece Hall did before he got injured, who knows, man? And then I'll have plenty of hedging opportunities, because, again, if Rodgers is going to choke in the playoffs, I could just bet against them. So I love the price. I do think the Jets are an 11-12 win team. Or who knows? It'll be a disaster. Bart will be right. It'll be like the final year of Favre in New York, and we'll all be able to laugh about it.
Last thing I'll ask you guys. The Bucks are down 3-1 in the series. Giannis had a triple-double last night, but it didn't mean anything because Jimmy Butler was just flat-out ridiculous in that comeback. Bart, you are the most positive but then also realistic Bucks fan that I know, because a few years ago you called the comeback from being down 2-0 to the Suns in the NBA Finals. The confidence meter that the Bucks still find a way to win this series for Bart Winkler is what?
It's not as high as it was then. I would have every fiber of my being knew they were going to win that finals. They could blow this series. I still would like them to win game five, come back and figure out by game six. That game was won. They were up 15. They're the better team. The Heat are getting, but again, this is a Bucks team that we always say this. It's an outlier performance. It's an outlier. But at some point, like the Bucks, they have to, in the fourth quarter, you traded for Jay Crowder. At least let him like get a look at Jimmy instead of put five fouls Chris Middleton out there. So Bud's going to have to do what he always does, make an adjustment one game, two. It seems like, but Mike Budenholzer is always planning for the adjustment that he's going to fire out in game eight. This moron needs to realize that these are seven game series. I still think the Bucks pull this off for some stupid way.
I can't bet against Jimmy Buckets right now with only needing one more win in the series. I hate to say it. I love the Bucks organization, but I think this one is a wrap. And it's unfortunate because last year the Middleton injury killed him. And this year, I know you didn't have Giannis for the entire series, but it's 3-1. I don't see how you're going to find a way to have the Heat win three straight. Yourself, Horvat.
Yeah, you know, I think the good thing if you're a Bucks fan or you're a Bucks backer, because I have a lot of money invested in the Bucks, is you will get two of these games in Milwaukee. But the problem with the Bucks is Giannis is great. I know he's not 100% right now. Middleton just didn't come back the same player. So I'm going to stick with my original prediction just because they will have two of these games in Milwaukee. I mean, Miami, the way they're shooting the ball right now, I know how Jimmy's playing, but the role players have also stepped up. I'm still going to stick with my pick on the Bucks. I think it's a win-win, though, because if they do get bounced, I think you could hire Nick Nurse, possibly. You move on from Chris Middleton. I don't think this is like a crazy rebuild, and I kind of like some of the coaching names that are out there right now because they're definitely moving on from Budenholzer if they get bounced, just like Philadelphia, if they get bounced in the second round, is probably going to move on from Doc Rivers, because what else could these teams do? Run it back?
Well, this is a fun therapy session, I will say. I feel like I was a therapist trying to bring the once married couple back together. I don't know if we made a lot of progress, but I appreciate Bart Winkler and Ryan Horvat for doing this today.
We may not be on the same show or married, but you're still the one I think of.
Thanks, Janaya.
Response there, Horvat?
Yeah, I love him. You know, I mean, he's wrong about the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, but we could find common ground on, I don't know on what right now, but we'll figure it out.
Gentlemen, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Zach.